This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to A Few Minutes with Truth with Jesse Dickinson.
Friends, there are those who object to the necessity of being baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. Among the arguments they offer, they appeal to the thief on the cross, to whom Jesus said, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Luke chapter 23, verse 43. The reason of those who appeal to this as proving that baptism is not essential to salvation can be summarized as follows. Number one, the thief on the cross was not baptized. Number two, the thief was saved. Number three, therefore, baptism is not essential to salvation. Let us begin examining this doctrine by asking, can it be proved, can it be shown as fact that the thief on the cross was not baptized? No, you cannot prove this from the New Testament record. We have no information of the life of this man prior to his hanging on the cross beside the Lord Jesus. We do know, though, that baptism was practiced by John in his ministry, Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Even Jesus himself submitted to baptism at the hands of John, Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. In fact, the baptism that John taught and performed was so widely obeyed that we read in Mark chapter 1 and verse 5, "And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized with him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins." Clearly then, to say that the thief was not baptized is simply an assumption on the part of the one who's making such a claim. Second, the thief was saved. We readily agree with this, for the text plainly teaches such, but the circumstances surrounding the salvation of the thief are far from those anyone today will experience. The thief was in the physical presence of Jesus. No one today can expect to see Christ until all men stand before him in judgment. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Jesus himself said, "The Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins," Matthew chapter 9, verse 6. We see that, yes, the thief was saved, but not in a manner in which we today can expect to occur. Things are different now. All one proves by looking to the thief on the cross is that Jesus, while on earth, chose to save the penitent man in accordance with the will of God. How are things different today? Well, what happened when Christ died? Among other things, we know that he fulfilled the Old Testament law, and thus it passed away. In its place was given the New Testament. Folks, today we are not under the Old Testament, but under the New. Now let us ask a few questions that should help us once and for all to settle the matter of the thief on the cross. Under which covenant did the thief live and die? It is clear that the events surrounding the thief occurred during the time of the Old Testament law, for Jesus was yet living and talking with him. A second question, under which covenant do you and I live? Clearly, friends, it cannot be the old, for it was taken away, Colossians chapter 2 and verse 14. It is the New Testament law, which Christ said is for all nations, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, and was to go unto all the world, Matthew chapter 16 and verse 15. It is the New Testament by which our actions must be guided. It is clear that to appeal to the thief on the cross is vain. Number one, it is an appeal to a situation none of us can ever find ourselves in. Number two, it is an appeal to be under a law by which we cannot be saved. Number three, it is an appeal to a law which Christ took away by his death. Friends, instead of trying to appeal to the thief on the cross in an effort to do away with baptism, why not just submit to this command of God and thus have your sins remitted? Acts chapter 2, verse 38, your sins washed away. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Why fight against the will of God? Simple obedience is much better. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Our time is up. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to study his divine will.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bibleway Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.